Open our meeting today and Director Olinger is going to do the prayer and Director Crowther is going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. If everybody would please stand if you can.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Moment of prayer. Gracious Lord, we bow our hearts and minds to give thanks for this beautiful planet Earth, which is our temporary home. Help us as a nation and individuals to enjoy and protect the fragile environment and especially fresh, clean water. With gratitude, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Don. All right, the meeting's been called to order. Madam Secretary, roll call, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Here.
Director Greg Young?
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Here.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Here. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to move that we adopt the agenda. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a second. Roll call. Oh, did you have something, Greg?
Do you have an item you want to pull?
Oh, yes, I did. Thank you for reminding me, Greg. I'd like to pull item number 18. Item number 18 under the consent calendar. Or is it business matters?
Business matters.
Thank you. I'd like to pull item number 18. Do I have a second? Do I need a second? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I got a second. Madam Secretary, roll call.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay. Now I'm going to move to adopt the agenda with the exception of item 18 that was pulled. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Didn't we just do that?
We had to pull the item first.
And no, we adopted the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right. Let's just do it anyways. Just go ahead and take a roll call.
Okay, the motion again, just for clarification, is to adopt the agenda.
Agenda with the removal of item 18.
Okay. Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr.
Yes,
Michael Taylor?
Yes, thank you. All right, public participation. John, can you put that up there? Oh, thanks. Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card and submit it to the district's clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes under the State of California Board Brown Act. The Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not on the posted agenda. Comments related to notice public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Okay, any questions? Clear as mud. All right, good. With that, I'm going to open up public communication. And the first one, you know what? I'll take Mr. Brown first. Mr. Griggs, you're going to speak for Mr. Brown? So why don't we do both of them?
Thank you. I'm Don Griggs. I'm speaking on behalf of Mr. Hardy Brown. My comment tonight will be brief and to the point. Under the leadership of President Dr. Young and Vice President Greg Young, West Valley Water District, we have witnessed some of the following. One, the loss of $5 million in litigation insurance policy, the firing of five top management staff employees that has resulted in lawsuits against the district, the hiring of many law firms to handle these cases, costing the district over $1 million with only two settlements, and the costs continue to rise. I found out the district attorney ordered Clifford Young to repay the district back $1,900 during a criminal investigation complaint last year. You held a celebration dinner at Sierra Lakes at West Valley, the water district expense, without inviting the ratepayers. My concern of you as board members, what are you doing to prevent these things from happening again? One of the things that really concerns me, Mr. Brown and I, as he put here, we were one of the first supervisors back in Edison Company, and they sent us out to the Eastern District, it says, and Don, to a carte blanche for us to find out what the district and our community needed. And we found out. And Mr. Romer and Mr. Yahtzee said, Don, you and Hardy, go out there and fix it. Bring it back to me, and we'll make it happen. Our concern in the community at the time was that utility companies, Edison, gas company, water company, all those companies, they seemed to hire people that were friends, and it wasn't who you knew, it wasn't what you knew, but what who you knew. And that became a problem in our community. We fixed that. We went back and told Mr. Yahtzee and Mr. Romer what was going on in our community and the questions that were had, and they sent us out in our community, and we were able to fix those problems in our community. We're finding out that some of the same problems are here in this district and here with the water company. I have some comments that I'll make in mind, but Mr. Brown wanted me to make sure and let you know that his concern and my concern are some of the concerns that are going on in this district are some of the concerns that we had over 35 or 40 years ago with employees and how they were hired and how they were fired. And I will express some of that on my moments. I just wanted to get that point in at this time. Thank you, Mr. Brown.
All right, Don, you're next if you wanted to stay up. Can you do me a favor? Can you move that microphone kind
and
of?
Also, yes, I'll fix it up. And also, I wanted to, in Mr. Brown's behalf, and I forgot, I have a couple public request records that he would like to submit it. Thank you. Okay, again, Don Griggs, president of the Ratepayers Association. There are many things that I have on my mind since we were here last. And first of all, I want to thank Mr. Gilbert Alvarez, is his name? Alvarez? Yes, for him being so alert and courageous, and him finding that pipe bomb in our community. What a find for him, and what a fine employee that would notice that and bring it to the attention of those that could take care of that. So I just wanted to make sure that we were aware of it and that we're proud of that man. Back to my thoughts. We are still recommending that the district's fee report be made available during the monthly financial report. You should make sure all top management people be properly vetted to ensure that they are not political appointments. Examples of what we believe were political hires are Robert Pacheco, Scott Olson, Nassim Farouk, Logan Oles, and Jeremy Prowaski. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Just to name some, we are not against your influence. Otherwise, no one would ever get hired. Just be transparent about it and make sure they meet minimum job qualifications. We are aware of the political groupies in the Inland Empire, and they talk. So there are very few secrets in the community. Let me remind you of your duty to fairness with civic responsibility to the public. It is sad when the DA has to make you return the money back to ratepayers under the flimsy explanation of inadvertent mistake, even though it was a criminal violation. I see the legal costs are still going up from one bad employee decision after another. That must stop, and only you can do that. We hear employees retiring, black employees being fired for unjust reasons. I just want you to know, people talk, even when they don't know whom they are talking to. I've been around, and I know how people in positions like yours play the game. We as ratepayers do not want to tell you how to do your job, but we are here to critique what we see and hear, and then offer our suggestions to give direction. And I'll tell you, I'm out in the community quite a bit. I go to a lot of functions. I was at a council meeting last night. I go to the board meetings. I go to a lot of different places. And the question I get all the time, number one, and I used to get this with Edison Company, Don, you're with the water company. I said, no, but I have a ratepayers association. How many minority employees do they employ? How many black employees do they employ? In management or on staff or even out in the field? I don't see any. Why not? And I don't have an answer for that, and I sure like to get that answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don. I don't have any other cards up here for public speaking. So unless there's any other interest, I'm going to go ahead and close public speaking. Okay? What was that? All right. Let's move down to information. Under information, we have a water reliability improvement program update and some other things. Clarence, are you handling that? You need to turn your microphone on.
Okay. Right. Yes, Mr. John Martin of our staff will give us a briefing on the project.
How you doing, John?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
I am doing well, thank you.
All right. The district has taken on some three different well projects here. Taken on well 8A, which we've taken out of the ground and had brush baled and took and pump tested, and it came back pretty responded well, pretty well, good. We've had test pumped at 2500 GPM at 21 foot of drawdown, which turned out real good. So when we get the results back, it's going to be pretty good. Pretty good recovery there. Well 15, we plan on test pumping that one next week. Now, well 7, we've had a little snag on that one. Talked to Clarence about that. And we're going to have a little bit more work done to it next week. Did a little brush and bale with it, and then had a little snag on the casing. So we're going to have to go in and do a little swedging to get the snag pushed back out into the on the wall of it. And then do a little patch repair, and then so we can move forward with the test pumping of it. And hopefully it won't set us back too far, but then hopefully we can get some of the water out of the ground and back into our reservoirs so we can move forward with getting the have water for this summer. So
thank you.
Any other questions for
I don't have any. Anybody got anybody? All right, thank you, John.
I'd like to make a comment.
Oh, go ahead, Don.
John, you know, I appreciated, I by the way, complimented you at our last meeting. You were not here.
Okay.
On well 7 and the tour that you escorted me on out there, I was extremely impressed with your basic knowledge. It was way above my pay grade. I think I learned more in that half an hour to get with you about a historical perspective of that well and others than I acquired probably in my 14 years on the board. So I appreciate that.
Okay.
Well, really respect your knowledge.
Well, like you, you know, if anybody else want to go out on a tour, we're more than welcome to take you out.
Yeah.
You know, show you, you know, if they got a well going or a rig going, we can take you out and explain exactly what they're doing on it.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you, John. We appreciate all you and your crews do out there getting these wells going.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
All right. Pay Near Me project update, Clarence.
Yes, Nadia Lukey will make the presentation. We've been trying to get this project going for years, and she's done a good job in the short time that she's been here bringing the project online.
Thank you. Good evening, President Dr. Taylor, Vice President Crowther, directors. How do I use that? The button in the middle? This one. Okay, sorry about that.
Or you could just tell John to forward the slide. He'll do it for you.
Yeah, I might need assistance. We'll see if I can handle it. I just wanted to talk with you tonight. I appreciate the opportunity to, did I do it? To update you on the Pay Near Me project. okay, so very, very simple. I'm going to be very brief. As you know, Pay Near Me is simply a pay code on a bill, and it allows the customers to pay their bills in other locations. 7-Eleven, CVS, and Family Dollar, in our case, we're using all three. So while they're out buying their, you know, beverages, they can go ahead and pay their water bill very quick and easy, and they don't have to come to our district offices. So what we did is we did a small marketing campaign. We did billing inserts. We added some advertisements to the envelopes that the bills are going out in, and we sent out some emails. And we went live on May 6th. We received our first few payments without mishap, which is pretty cool. And so the customers will take their bills, like I said, they'll go make their payments, and then we'll receive those funds in an electronic import file. So it's very easy process, and hoping that it will reduce traffic in the customer service center. That's just a picture of what the billing statements look like. We didn't make very many changes at all. We added, as you can see, I don't know how clear that is, but the logos for the stores, and then on the back of the bill, just a quick blurb back there explaining the service, and then you see the pay codes there. And then there's the urgent letters. Again, not much of a change, just the logos, a listing under payment options, and then, of course, the pay codes on the back.
How many languages are there?
On this notice, on the urgent notice, sorry, oops. Oh,
the one
goodness
before.
Gracious. On the urgent notice, there are 5 languages, not for the payment options, though. That, is that you? You're setting me up. So for, there's certain verbiage that has.
English, Spanish, what else?
I'm not really sure what the required 5 languages are.
I can see Chinese on there.
Yeah, I want to say English, Spanish, Vietnamese. I'm not 100%. I can definitely look into that and get back to you, though.
Are those the languages that are required by law? Or are those languages that are representative of the people that live in our district?
There are 5 specific languages required by law, and those are the ones there. Now, for us, the most of the demand that we get is for Spanish, and that's there too. So that's a huge part of our demographic is Spanish speaking. So we have.
It's not necessarily a representative of our district.
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right.
Just some of the benefits. It's convenient, obviously, for customers. They're all retailers that people know. It's error-proof. So the pay code on the back of the bills that I showed you earlier, the urgent notices, those are scan codes that are specific to the customer account. So it's not reliant on a representative punching in an account number, and there's really no room for error, which is great. And of course, we'll delay, hopefully, or eliminate the need for procuring additional support staff as we grow. And that's really it. There's just a map of all the payment locations. There are many, as you know. They're everywhere. Hoping that will make our customers happy and just make it real easy for them to pay their bill. And then last, I just wanted to thank everybody. It was definitely a team effort, customer service staff, billing staff, accounting. Everybody chipped in and did their part. And with that, are there any questions?
No questions. Thank you so much.
Hey, okay, thank you.
June Hayes speaking at the moment as a utility commissioner in the city of Rialto. The city of Rialto has gone to this pay near me, and they have found it tremendously successful. Less telephone calls, less time online with the telephone, less customer service activity in the office, and so I'm sure you'll find the same success.
Well, we hope so. Thanks, June.
And we want to add that it was Nadia Lukey that implemented Pay Near Me at the city of Rialto.
Oh, no kidding. That's one question. Yeah, go ahead.
Nadia, real quick, just one question. Is this something our district pays for annually, or do we pay a percentage when people use it, or what is the cost of the district for this service?
We elected to absorb the fee instead of pass it on to the customer, so it's a per transactional fee. And it's a little bit expensive, to be honest, but I think it's $2.99, I believe. But if you look at the labor costs and everything else added in the end, it is going to be a cost savings.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to the next item, update on the 2018 customer confidence report.
Yes, that will be, okay, you're going to do it, Anthony, okay. Thank you.
Good evening, President Taylor, members of the board. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Anthony Bouchine, the Water Quality Supervisor. I want to briefly discuss the 2018 Consumer Confidence Report. This is a Safe Drinking Water Act and California Code of Regulations requirement that we are required to give to our consumers each year by July 1st to help aware them of their water quality. The report contents include water system information, sources of water, reported levels of detected contaminants, both primary and secondary and unregulated. And we also include educational information. For the 2018 compliance period, we met or exceeded all drinking water standards. So we're providing safe, clean, fresh drinking water. Some things to note for 2018, we conducted school lead testing in accordance with health and safety code for 14 different public schools. And we also conducted our triennial lead and copper sampling for 30 residents. And any questions? Pretty much quick.
Are we sending out a postcard to
this year, or whole report? This year, our public affairs department is actually working on sending out the entire report itself in a booklet.
Why are we sending out the entire report?
We were gonna
send this out by the customer bills and just provide notice in the customer bills. That's all the law requires. And then after that, we print. We have them placed in a couple of places around the city. And after that, we just hand them out as people request them.
And we post it on the website.
And we post it on the website, yes.
Because I think we decided last year to send out a postcard or an insert in the bill, and then post it to the website.
Like right. What we were going to do this year is it's legal to give notice through the bills.
Right.
And that's cheap and easy. And then after that, only print what we need to print based on request and what we have to place in a few public locations, like our lobby and so forth. But we're not going to mail.
And post it to the website.
But we're not going to mail.
Okay.
My apologies, Dr. Young. I was unaware.
All right. Sorry. You did know.
It happens. You did a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course.
All right. Moving on. Customer Service Center retro renovation update. Somebody? All right. You're elected.
Good evening, Mr. President and members of the board. Thank you for this opportunity. I am excited to talk about one of our CIP projects. This project is very special to us. It's been here for about 2 years, and we're happy to give you a glimpse of what's been happening and where we are now and where we're going to head on in the next couple of days. The project goal is to bring new energy flow to West Valley Water District by enhancing the customer service foyer and making it inviting and comfortable for our customers and the general public. There will be two customer service trailers that will house the customer service staff, the customer service during the construction phase. Our two projects is the customer service trailer and the customer service foyer renovation. The construction phase for the trailers have been started and is completed. And the customer service renovation will begin on Monday. Just some of the items that I want to talk about is our City of Rialto permit has been obtained, and construction has already began. And there's a lot of stuff that took place to bring the trailers in, and you'll see some pictures. I have those for you. The bins had to be relocated. There's fencing, electrical, alarm system, a lot of coordination with IT, customer service department, and maintenance. Our customer service trailer was open today to the public. If you haven't had the time to stop by, please stop by. It's outside right here. And we'll start construction of the foyer Monday. These are some of the things that I already discussed. Once the construction of the foyer is completed, we are expected to be open our foyer renovation in October 2019. I'd like to present some of the progress photos as we go along. Some of the things that I mentioned are removing the storage bins, coordinating the fencing, Bringing in the trailers, selecting the trailers, making room for the trailers, setting up the trailers, the siding, and everything else around it, the interior of the trailers, the electrical work. There's a lot of electrical work, coordination with IT and the alarm system company that we have. The carpet was installed. The furniture was installed. The ramps were installed. We have two ramps, one in the front, one in the back. During the demolition and transition, there was a lot of coordination that needed to get done. A lot of stuff was labeled by our furniture department, as long as our IT department. They had a big role in that as well. Here's some of the stuff, and some of the staff assembling some of the computers and phones and making sure that everything was up and running. Very late night, but it was a successful day. And here we are with our maintenance department helping us transition from the existing facility to the trailers. We have signage notifying the customers that construction is coming soon, and also informing them that please make your payments in the new trailer. And here are just some of the pictures of the trailer that how it looks like inside. If you haven't seen it, we have a waiting area for the customers, your pay stations. We have two windows, and we have a sign welcoming the customers. And it's very important for me to thank everybody who contributed in this great work, starting from our engineering department, Lynn Jadeski, who took on the project, and our IT department, our maintenance department, HR for assisting purchasing. And there's a list of people that I can thank right now, but it was very important for me to say that this was definitely a team effort, and I'm very glad to be part of that project. Thank you. If you have any questions,
I'd like to make a comment.
Yes.
Last evening after our meeting, 7 o'clock, I had an opportunity to go out with you and take a tour of those facilities. You've thought of everything. You know, it was really, everything came together and coalesced to perfection. Our tech people, John, you were there, Albert, a couple others, setting up all the electronic equipment. I don't know how late you worked last night, but thank you very much for doing that, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rosa Gutierrez, thank you so much.
Thank you. Great presentation. All right. Employee recognition. Clarence?
Yes. We'd like to recognize Mr. Gilbert Olivares. On May 2nd, Mr. Olivares, an employee of West Valley Water District, identified a suspicious object while he was checking a meter in the area of Bloomington. Mr. Olivares found that the item resembled what could be a pipe bomb and immediately contacted the authorities. The bomb squad from Fontana Police Department was dispatched and identified the item was indeed determined to be a pipe bomb. While it was deteriorated from being outside in the sun, it was no longer considered to be an active pipe bomb. However, it was important that the object be removed from the public vicinity. We wish to thank Mr. Olivares for his unwavering professionalism as a West Valley Water District employee, his attention to detail, and his refusal to take the attitude of I'm not getting involved or just to walk away. And I'd like to thank Board Member Kyle Crowther for recognizing this and suggesting that we have this award. It's a very good idea. We need to do this more. So we'd like to have a picture and make this presentation to, so can we, the board.
It's too small.
That's okay. All right, I'm going to move to the consent calendar. We have items 1 through 5. 1 through 5, does anybody want to pull any of the items?
I want to pull 3.
3?
I would like to pull item 2 for a separate vote.
Okay. All right. With the exceptions of items 2 and 3, I'm making a motion that we approve the consent calendars 1, 4, and 5. Items 1, 4, and 5. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a second. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay, item number 2, Director Young?
I just wanted a separate vote because I was not present at this meeting.
Oh, okay. All right. So a separate vote to approve it? Okay.
Well, I'm going to abstain because I wasn't here.
Okay. All right. So there's a motion made to approve item number 2, separate vote.
I'll second.
I got a second. Okay. Madam Secretary, take the vote.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Abstain.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Moving to item number 3. Item number 3. Dr. Young?
I have some questions on item number 3, page 46, to the general manager or whoever he designate to answer the questions. You there?
I'm here. I'm looking at page 46. We'll designate Anita, the treasurer. I mean the CFO.
Okay. I have about 3 questions. As I see here, in the month of March,
yes, sir.
In the month of March, we spent a little over $3 million. Is that month a normal month of operations for us?
In regards to the disbursements, I would have to go back on the prior months to see if it's an abnormal month. But I have not noticed anything out of place in regards to the disbursements in the month.
Any idea of what April looked like?
I cannot tell you offhand, but I could look it up and I could follow up with you, okay. Certainly.
Let me tell you my concern.
Certainly.
If we're running a little over $3 million a month, that means at the end of the year, we'll be looking at pretty close to between 37 and 38, simple math, not complex math. We'll be up in the $38 million range.
Yes, I understand your question and your concern, but it varies month to month on which the disbursements are going to be. Sometimes you're going to have heavier utilities hitting. Sometimes you're going to have more on capital programs hitting and things of that manner. So I can pull out some of the things that may have hit in the month that were significant and then bring them back for your consideration. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can we look at a comparison to see where we're operating at? Because if March is a typical month, we'd be way, way over. over in terms of expenditures, and our revenues are somewhere in the neighborhood of 22 to 25 million. And if we run at this clip, we'll be about 10 million over.
Yes, our revenues are budgeted at around 30.7 million this year, and we're running at about 33 million this year. And we are doing fine in regards to expenses. So I can tell you in regards to looking at the financial reporting for the months thus far, and we're in the 11th month now, that we're running fine. But I can certainly look at what may have been more in this month that caused it to look that way.
What would give me comfort, since we're in May, some type of projection, realistic actual numbers, the past months, and some type of projections where we will end up at the end of June. If we end up here, we really got some issues to deal with.
Yes, and I can attempt to comfort you in showing with the last financial report. We usually do monthly reports just for our operational purposes to ensure that we're on track, and we're currently on track.
With the actual numbers.
Actual numbers. Now, the pump is down, but other things have been put forward where we've received more revenue, so we're doing very well on revenue and very well on expenses right now.
Can you just a simple chart,
not
a complex chart, so we have a good feel? This, when I looked at this, you know, I said, we can't be running at that.
No.
Clip. So is it possible to do that at the next board?
Certainly, there won't be a
simple chart, nothing complex, just simple.
Not
these
a problem.
These are our revenues, this is where we project to be, and this is where we spent.
We have a one-page summary sheet that we can send you and still report back at the regular board meeting.
I think all the board members would be interested.
Okay, we can send the one-page summary.
And seeing that.
Thank you,
I certainly will provide.
I have a tangential request. Now, you may have covered this. With the rainfalls, you know, bountiful rainfalls, our domestic water sales are probably down.
Revenues. They are down, very
and
much
could
so.
That, could you brief us on that concern as well?
Yes.
Because we're burning through a lot of cash, and we got to watch this.
Yes, and I've had some tough budget meetings recently in regards to that, because in looking at this year, we are going to be potentially behind in even the amended budget at this in regards to water sales. And that's going to impact next year, which means our revenue will probably be down approximately $1.5 million, especially if we have another wet winter as we've had this time.
Okay, so, thank you.
Yes.
So if, well, I'll wait and get your chart.
Oh, okay. All
right. I had an additional questions, but I'll wait and get your chart. Thank you.
Did you want to make a motion to pass this?
I make a motion to accept the report.
Okay, I'll second it. Madam Secretary, can you take the roll call, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, moving on to business matters. Does anybody want to? We've already pulled item 18, so that's not even going to be discussed. Does anybody want to pull an item?
Well, I wanted to group items, actually. I'll make a motion that we adopt items 6, 7, 8, 9, 13, 14, and 15 in one motion.
Repeat that, please.
Yeah, repeat that again.
6, 7, 8, 9, 13, 14, and 15. The others I would like separate considerations and discussion.
Okay. 6, 7, 8, 9,
69. So basically you're pulling items 10, 11, 12, 16, and 17.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, so I have a motion to accept.
Second.
Okay. All right. Let me state it. That's pretty quick on a gun there, Don.
I'm slow. Repeat,
all right.
Repeat that again. Okay. So I know.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor.
We're going to do 6.
To accept, basically to accept all the items with the exception of items 10, 11, 12, 16, and 17. That is the motion. Don, you're going to second that?
Is
right.
18 included in that as well?
18's gone. We pulled that. It's gone. It's a dead soldier. All right? So that is the motion. It's the second. Madam Secretary, can you take the vote, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, Greg, you got the floor. Item number 10.
I had some questions on this. I mean, not so much on the fairly routine nature of changing the signature cards, but I was rather confused as to why. I mean, it's not unusual for when I've been on this board before for the president and vice president to be listed. But I also noticed that Director Olinger was listed, but not Director Young and myself. So I was kind of curious as to if somebody could answer. I mean, if we're going to list other board members besides the executive committee, why are we not listing all of the board members? Can somebody answer that question for me?
That was there was a lot of discussion about that because normally there have only been two that
Correct.
We've seen. But the problem is getting checks signed. And so Mr. Olinger has, or Director Olinger has been very willing to come by and sign. So
which I understand that need, but I think it if we're going to add anyone besides the executive team, we might as well just add all the board members. So if any of us could sign a check if need be.
It's the board's pleasure. We were just
well,
trying
that's
to,
why I wanted to yeah. bring it up because I noticed that that was the same on 10, 11, yeah, 10 and 11.
So Don's basically a backup. He's volunteered to do it. But if you guys want to volunteer to be a backup, that's fine.
I was just curious as
I don't
to,
have a problem with it.
To it, you know. So, yeah. I mean, again, if we're going to ask for board members to be available if the executive team is not available, why not just list us all? That way we have more coverage.
And I'd be happy to share that responsibility.
Yeah. I mean, I work, so I'm probably the hardest one for you to get a hold of. But, I mean, I think there's actually been cases where I think Crystal's brought something to me to sign at the hospital. So, I mean, it can happen in the past, but then I was vice president. But, again, I was just curious more than anything and just wanted to put it out there.
And Crystal usually asks, well, she does. She asks me if I want to sign in my place or in Kyle's place, and I usually pick a person. But if all of you want to be available for it, that's fine.
I mean, I have no problem being listed to help out so that it's not all sitting on Dawn if you gentlemen happen to be out of town or something.
Okay.
But, again, that's at your pleasure.
I'll be a last resort. Very last resort.
All right. Do we have to modify anything, Robert, on this, or should we bring it back?
You can modify it from the dice. So
why don't we do that?
Pass it based on that
motion. Yeah, why don't we do that? So
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Again. So the motion has been made by Director Young that we will add the other two board members, so all five board members will have signatory responsibility or authority. However, the main authority will remain with the executive board, and the president's to be contacted, and I will choose somebody when one of us is not available.
You mean executive committee, not
executive committee.
Yeah.
Right. Does that make sense? That is the motion.
What's the motion?
The motion is that we're going to add the remainder members of the board with signing authority.
To items 10 and 11.
To items 10 and 11. Oh, you grouped them 10, 11, and 12, right?
Well, 12 is a separate one, but it's the same issue between 10 and 11.
Okay.
So we can take it as a group.
All right, so we want to take 10, 11, and 12 all together on this?
No, just 10 and 11.
Just 10 and 11. Okay, all right.
12 is a separate question.
So
I'll second.
So, and contact the executive committee first, and then you'll get direction after that on who to take it to, depending who's available. Okay?
Okay.
Is that part of the motion?
I just put it out there.
No, I take my second back. Just all board members should be on the account.
Well, I want to be able to give her direction on who to go to get it signed.
All board members should be on the account.
Okay, well.
Make choices.
For just point of clarification, President Taylor, shouldn't that be a decision made by staff and the general manager as to who's actually available?
Well, I think that they should
because
contact.
Because that's assuming you're indisposed.
Well, if I'm indisposed, I'd like to be notified as the head member of the executive committee that they need a signature on what's being signed.
But I guess my point is that if you're indisposed, mm-hmm. how are you supposed to decide who gets assigned?
She has never had a problem getting a hold of me. Never. I basically sleep with my phone. And I'm not kidding. Been doing that many years now.
Little too personal.
It's all right. So, anyways, are you okay with that?
I think it's a little unusual, but I'll go along with
okay.
it. Because, again, I think that should be up to the general manager and staff
all
in
right.
that type of scenario. But
do I have a
need a second.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay, so now, Greg, item number, and that takes care of items 10 and 11.
Correct.
Okay, so now we're moving to item 12.
Item 12, I had a question for staff. General Manager, I don't know if you're want to answer these questions or if you have someone who's more versed in this.
I'll try, and if I have a problem, someone else will.
My question is, I mean, because I saw the sole source justification in here, and I'm always a little leery about those type of things, but while it talked about how Brithney Electric, Brithney Electric is the only Toshiba distributor, I never saw anywhere in the sole source justification a rationale of the fact that we have to use that brand. I mean, is there any other producers of equipment like that other than the Toshiba? I mean, because I understand Brithney's the only Toshiba distributor, but you never talked about, is there any other equipment brands out there?
Okay, I will let Joanne.
Yeah, so I just want to clarify that.
So the reason we picked this one is because the contractor is already installing a VFD for the booster pump. And this is the VFD for the well pump.
Mm-hmm.
And well 54 is very critical to our system, knowing how expensive we have to purchase IUA state potable water. So in order to be efficient and save money, we figure, you know what, we already have Brithney technicians on site installing a VFD for the booster pump. And we are going to purchase the part itself. And our staff is going to install the VFD for ourselves. And so we can actually save cost on installations and time.
All that sounds wonderful. Again, my question is more, is there any other people who produce this type of equipment other than Toshiba?
Do you mind if I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are the other VFDs Toshiba?
Yes, the one that we're installing for the booster.
Right. So the idea is to use the same manufacturer, okay, and have the same parts. And I see John shaking his head. Makes it easier for your work.
Which all makes sense to me. But again, I just didn't see anything in there talking about that we had looked at other manufacturers other than Toshiba.
Normally we would. It's just we want to make sure we have all the right equipment and bring well 54 back in surface. So just more efficient that
okay.
way, we figure. And then,
no, I mean, I'm okay with that. But again, I didn't really see that in the justification. So I was like, well, you never talked about any other possible alternatives. So, but I agree that well 54 is very critical. You and I both have talked at great lengths about that, and so I'm okay with it. But I did want to bring up a couple questions like that. So thank you.
All right. So you're gonna make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we adopt item 12.
Second. All right, Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael
yes,
Taylor?
Yes, thank you. 16, you're on.
Item 16, without going into too much detail, I have some concerns about this appointment, particularly while Jeremiah, someone who I've known for quite a few years now, Jeremiah, you know, we've been through a lot, and certainly I have no qualms about bringing people in who we know, but I am concerned that according to our own internal job description and the policies of this district, you do not meet the minimum qualifications for management experience. And for me, I just cannot, in good conscience, as a representative of the ratepayers, go along with that kind of a decision, even if it's someone who I know and feels that does bring, I think, some very valid and very strong points. You spoke to us about branding and have no issues with that, but for me, this is a very important appointment and one that I think requires a manager who actually has the qualifications. So I will be voting no on this item, and I want a separate consideration.
Okay. I just want to add that we had listed the job out there, had flown it. We had 25 candidates that were screened by professional services. 8 candidates were given for interview. We interviewed all 8, and we chose the top people that came out of the interviews. We even have a rating list. We have backups in case they decided not to come to West Valley Water District or the board decided not to accept their services. So I just wanted to get that out there too. So I will make the motion that we approve item number 16 and accept a contract with Jeremiah, and I cannot pronounce your last name. I am so sorry, sir. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
I will second the motion.
I have a second. Madam Secretary, take the count, please.
Discussion, please.
Go ahead, Don.
I have also some concerns, and I did vote in favor because of the very thing that you just mentioned, all the qualifications. The candidate is an at-will employee, and I'm going to be taking a very close look at some of the concerns that Director Gregg has brought up, and we'll see what happens. And I'm going to be observing this. I'm sorry about saying this, you know, publicly, but I did go along with it based upon all the information that came out. It was a judgment call, but I just want to make that a public announcement.
Thank you, Don.
Respect to that.
All right. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Gregg Young?
No.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Moving to item number 17, Greg, it's yours again.
I thought that was...
I think he picked...
Yeah, we're on to 17.
17, yeah.
I wanted a separate consideration on this item. I can understand why some may want to change this, although I kind of wrestled with this last night, to be perfectly honest, because we've done it both ways historically, and I do thank Debbie for providing how the language has gone one way, and then it went back, and then now it's gone another way. But to me, I just think that having that check is still important at the board level. And, you know, particularly with our executive team, certainly with executive staff, it still will always reside with final approval with the board. But I do think that even when you're making transfers and other things, that at a minimum needs to be flowing through the executive team. And I'm concerned that when you change this language back to what it had been at one time, there is no check in place, potentially. Now, we can say, oh no, the executive team will, or committee will still be involved, but I look at the meaning of words, and under these meaning of words, it can basically be construed that the general manager can basically do that without even informing the executive team, and that is a concern to me. So I will not be voting in support of this amendment.
Okay, I make the motion that we accept item 17 as is. Do I have a second? Okay.
You can do it after your second or whatever.
Yes, after the second. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a second. Do you have questions?
Yes. I understand some of the history. I'm trying to find it here of this authority of 306. What has happened?
Greg, do you have yours so he can look at it?
I can ask it. What?
It's got it right there.
During the time that I should I address this to Deborah or to Clarence?
I'll take it. It's fine.
During the period of time that we had in effect, what is in effect now, before this vote, have we followed this authority? The one that's in effect now?
The answer is yes. And no, and I'll say yes because when we thought the situation was appropriate, we followed 306. But then there were other provisions that this conflicts with, and this is why this is before the board, is because when the change was made to 306 to the revision that we have, to the revision we have now in place, it put it in conflict with Section 106, Section 314, and other sections of the, at least three sections of the HR policies. So by putting it back to what the prior language was, it's no longer in conflict with those other sections.
Counsel, I'll let you get some water.
I need some water.
Okay. Here, right here, right here.
Choking.
Well, you got him running, you're going to make it worse.
Well, here at West Valley Water, we always have water available for you, Robert.
And Robert's lost a lot of weight, if nobody's noticed.
Thank you, sir. Yes, Dr. Young.
In a previous conversation concerning 306 and its conflict, possible conflicts, I don't agree that there were conflicts, but possible conflicts, you were supposed to get back to the board. Is there something that you want to clarify on this, on whether there was conflicts with 306 and other policies?
Thank you, Dr. Young. Yes, I do believe that there are conflicts between 106 and 306, and the reason why is because they talk about the same thing and it gives the authority to different individuals depending on which one you look at. Director Young had made the suggestion that that 306 would trump 106. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I think that there it is vague and it should be resolved one way or another.
Okay, let me go further. So if you have three different policies that conflict, and shouldn't you follow all three policies rather than pick and choose?
Well, if you have three policies that conflict, you can't follow all three policies because that's why they conflict, because you can't follow all three of them without them conflicting.
So you're allowed to pick and choose which one you want to follow?
No, you're not allowed to pick and choose. The board gets to decide what the policies are of the district, and that's what you're doing now.
Okay. My question is, 306, as it is right at the present time, has it always been followed? And I got a yes and no answer from the general manager, and I don't understand a yes and no answer. Either it has or it has not.
When you look at the different codes, whether you're looking at 106 or when you're looking at 314 or you're looking at 306, you have a problem. You're trying to decide which one to use. And if 306 is amended back to what it used to be, then there's no conflict between any of the provisions.
I understand that, but I'm talking about in past practice. Have we abided by 306?
The answer is yes, when we thought 306 applied. But
so
I thought
you cherry-picked the ones that you wanted.
No, according to the
I'm
situation.
I'm just trying to understand it.
Okay, according to the situation, I thought 314 was the appropriate provision to use, but the board thought 306 was the appropriate provision to use, and that's why we got in this. Yes. No, I was questioned because I use Section 314, and I was told to consider Section 306.
By the board?
Yes.
Board direction?
Yes.
When did the board give you that direction?
That was in closed session. And that's why the attorney was requested.
I don't think we're supposed to talk about closed session items.
You are.
Clarence,
we have before us the change.
Right.
I just wanted some clarification because it's very confusing. I don't recall the board giving you directions on what section to use.
The board.
I cannot discuss closed session. Neither should you.
Okay, it's opinions. Bottom line is that this was looked at by a lot of good minds, and it takes away a lot of the conflicts that we have currently with the way it's stated. So there was a motion on the floor to pass it. It was seconded by the Vice President. Madam Secretary, take a vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
No.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yes, thank you. All right, we're done with the calendars, consent, business, and all that stuff. Let's move down. I'm going to take us out of order. I'm going to ask legal counsel to report out from our meeting, closed session, if you would, please.
Yes, Mr. President.
Okay, go ahead. Dr. Young's being excused.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. In closed session, the board voted 3-2 with Dr. Young and Director Young voting no. The board voted 3-2 in favor of hiring Jeremiah, and I have trouble with his last name too, but I will learn it, Brosowski. Jeremiah Brosowski. So the board voted 3-2 to hire Jeremiah Brosowski, with Dr. Young voting no and Director Young voting no. In addition, that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Did
was there a rejection?
I believe we voted on it as item 14, correct?
Debbie, do you want to go ahead and talk about the rejection of claim real quick?
I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Ms. Martinez is correct. We did look under rejection of claims in closed session, and the board did vote to reject the claim of Maria L. Farias, Eduardo Alvarado versus the West Valley Water District, claim number 19-0473. The vote was 5-0.
Thank you. Was that it?
That is it, unless Debbie has another addition. Just kidding.
All right. All right. Out of order, I'm going to go to the general manager. Do you have anything, Clarence?
Nothing to report.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Any board members have anything they want to talk about?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Greg.
Because I wasn't here at the last meeting that we had, I was ill, so I had left after a closed session. So I did have a few thoughts that I wanted to discuss about our Earth Day event. But before we do that, I do want to recognize Gilbert for his fantastic work with the pipe bonds situation. I want you to know, I actually had that on my list of things to talk about because my sister works for Fontana PD, and even though I was out of town, we heard about it, and so I'm very, very happy and thrilled with the amazing job you have done. And that's not the first time that I've heard about your amazing work, because I know you and my father have talked quite a bit about a water leak we were trying to hunt down at my house. So he spoke very highly of you, and he's not that easy to please. So congratulations to you there. But yeah, you and Joanne, he spoke very highly of, and so thank you for all your hard effort here at the district. We all, I think I can speak for my fellow board members, really appreciate it. So some of the other things that I did want to also bring up, we just celebrated Mother's Day this past week. So I did want to kind of wish all the mothers a happy belated Mother's Day. It was a very good time for my family. As many of you know, my mother has suffered some real health issues over the last couple of years. And, you know, there was a very tough about month and a half where I thought I may not have a mother much longer. So, you know, knowing that she has recovered but still has her struggles, but being able to spend that time with her was most important to me. So to all the mothers out there, you know, happy late Mother's Day, since we didn't have a meeting last, you know, beforehand. But I did also want to, again, talk about the Earth Day event. And I see Nassim's here, and I definitely want to give a shout out to him and the wonderful external affairs staff. I wasn't quite sure how the event was going to go, you know, because you always worry, is anybody going to show up? But I think by and large, I think all of us can agree that it went off very well. And I
I've heard that the leadership of the board definitely wants to make this an annual occurrence. I couldn't concur more enthusiastically. I think us being active on an event like Earth Day makes so much sense. I mean, especially given all the work we're trying to do in conservation and managing our precious water resources. So I agree there. A few other thoughts. I really, really appreciated, you know, kind of the all hands on deck by the staff. I really loved how each department had a booth and table. I think that was a phenomenal idea because, so many times when I'm talking to our ratepayers, they don't really understand all the pieces it takes to run an organization as this. And, you know, we have our political squabbles up here, but you know what? One thing I think we all in our agreement of is how amazing our staff are in this place. And being able to showcase our staff to me, I think, was the best thing about it. I mean, I was actually a little sick that day, and we had to get up on stage, and honestly, I couldn't wait to get out of the limelight because really it's all about all of you who do the hard work that keep all the water running, keeping it clean for our ratepayers. And so on that aspect, I really loved how each department got to tell a little bit about their story and their piece of what they do at West Valley. Now, I do have some concerns, particularly about the cost side of it, because, you know, it's like we put a lot of money into it, and that's fine, and I realize some of the expenses will be items that we can reuse in the future, but I do worry that we probably could have had just as successful of an event with maybe not going as elaborate, and still nobody would have told the difference. And Nassim, I'm going to pick on you, so just bear with me, buddy, here, you know. We're old friends here, but it's like we have this lovely, nice water bottle, and the GM stole your thunder and gave it to me before you got to me. But and it's a beautiful water bottle. I mean, I do have to admit, but when I look at this, I have no idea how much this cost, but I'm pretty sure it cost a hell of a lot more than this water bottle, which I have about four of because I get them like all the time. And to me, I'm in complete agreement. Branding is a big thing, and I know Jeremiah, even though I didn't vote for you, I welcome you on board. You know, you are part of the team now, and you talked a lot about branding to us, and I agree, branding is big. But you know what? I think you can be just as effective with this than this, especially when this cost a fraction of what this cost. Because at the end of the day, we are not Rancho Cucamonga. We are not East Valley Water District. We represent some of the poorest people in this valley, and we need to be mindful of that. So while we can do a lot to improve our brand and our image, I think we can also do it without breaking the bank. And so as much as I like this, I think that we can do just as well with this. So I would like to see something from staff, particularly as we get ready for the budget next month, of how much did we spend on the event and how many people actually came. Because when you're talking about putting on a big thing here, it's that price per person breakdown. And again, I fully understand that some things we purchased we'll be able to reuse again, and I'm willing to accept that, but let's look a little deeper into those numbers, because if we're going to budget and do this every year, I firmly believe that with our phenomenal staff, we can have a great event and not spend more than we need to. So me being the usual budget hawk that I am, I do want to raise that as my only concern. Otherwise, I thought the event was fantastic. And again, I wish I frankly was in better health that day. I would have loved to stick around, and I know staff wanted to shake my hand, and I'm like, no, you don't want to shake my hand, I'm sick. And I think I ran to June. I was like, don't touch me, June. But really, I was very impressed by all the effort staff put on, and despite my concerns about the cost, I think it'll be a great event for us in the future. One final thing, and I apologize, I'm running a little long, but you know, sometimes people think that because I ask tough questions that somehow I'm being mean-spirited or attacking people. But I just want to be very clear publicly that my role in my heart as a public servant, which I see myself as on this board, is to hold this district responsible to the ratepayers, to the people who elected me. And that, to me, means that I don't just sit up here and just say yes, yes, yes. It means I'm here to ask questions. So if I see something that doesn't make sense or seems outside the ordinary or just doesn't add up, I believe that I have a responsibility to the people of this district, as long as they entrust me with that responsibility, to ask tough questions. And sometimes people may not like that. The only thing I can say is everybody has choices in life. You can go work at any other water agency. There's lots of them who don't ask tough questions. But as long as I'm on this dais, I will continue to ask tough questions of staff. And as long as you have good answers, you generally have nothing to worry about from me. So with that, I will conclude. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, Nassim, like I said last time, the staff and everybody here did a fantastic job. I wouldn't change a darn thing. And also, one of the things that I explained, too, is that the money that we put out, it's a good investment because of all the training and stuff that we did for the youth that attended that were bussed in from the various schools and things. They got educated on water conservation and exactly what we're doing. So we're putting our money in the bank for investment right now that's going to pay dividends later on when they become adults. They'll be good water managers. And that's what we were intending to do. So thank you very much, and I want to thank staff for putting that on. The second thing I wanted to mention, too, is I wanted to congratulate our brand new two new hires, our two new AGMs. Clarence has been taking care of pretty much just about the operation side and the engineering side, basically himself in terms of oversight and managing the staff of those places. Now that burden has been removed from him. They will have their own direct supervision that they'll go to. Clarence will be able to take on more of a GM's job, which is quite political, and working more with the board entity itself on getting our policies pushed through and things like that. So I just want to say congratulations. You guys are the best of the best that we interviewed. There was 25 applicants altogether. There was a search done, and eight of you were picked out to be interviewed by us. And we did 2 days worth of interviews, and you guys were the best of the best. And I want to say again, congratulations and welcome aboard.
I just want to,
yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say I want to echo what Mike says. Nassim, you did a great job in your day. I understand your concerns, Greg. I just have faith in the department that they have a budget and they stuck to it, and they did a good job with everything. I also want to congratulate Jeremiah and Logan. Welcome to the team, guys. We look forward to having you guys aboard.
And Mr. President, could you have Mr. Olds and Jeremiah stand up so the district knows who they are?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you guys stand up so we can take shots at you? There you go. When do you guys start? Tomorrow or Monday? Oh, yeah, you're on the clock. All right, good. Okay, does anybody else have any other thing? I know we have some upcoming events, Madam Secretary.
Yes, we do have our next board meeting will be on June 6th. We also have the Bloomington MAC Advisory Committee meeting that will be taking place on May 7th. 17th, we have a Finance Committee meeting. Also tomorrow, we do have a Finance Committee meeting at 10 a.m. here at the district in the conference room. Two of our directors, Director Kyle Crowther, Vice President Kyle Crowther, Director Dr. Clifford Young, will be attending the IEUA State Water Project tour of the San Joaquin Delta. That'll be taking place tomorrow through Saturday. San Bernardino Valley Municipal, we do have your meeting noted on our calendar. And we do want to remind the public that on the 27th that the district will be closed in observance of Memorial Day.
Oh, also there is one other thing I'd like to add to. The crew put together, Nassim has a schedule where we're going to be, our water board members in each of our districts are going to be meeting our constituents out there. We've got some dates coming up. I don't have the dates. Nassim, do you remember the dates? I know I'm catching you off cue here, but
The first set of meetings is starting next Tuesday in the south area of the district in Bloomington and Director Vice President Kyle Crowther's district. And the following day is yours, Wednesday, and you're a part of the district at the north end.
Okay. And I think those are on, June, I'll give you a second here. Those are posted on our website?
They're being posted on the website, and they're also going to be posted on Facebook just a few days prior to the event to make sure it stays fresh in people's mind. There'll be a total of 7 meetings throughout the district.
And they're going to be in each one of our districts. So Don will have one in his, Greg will have meetings in his district, and so will Dr. Young. So it's not just us, it's everybody. So it's just so everybody gets a chance and opportunity to meet us and know us and find out what we're all about. Either that or they can throw stones at us. I don't know. June, did you have a comment?
One of the things that's missing from the list is the wonderful Solar Challenge this weekend. I believe you sponsor a group.
Oh, okay. You see?
So the Solar Challenge is, it starts Friday night, but there's nothing happening other than the kids arriving and setting up all day Saturday and Sunday morning. And last year was the first time I went. It's a wonderful event. It's at Yucaipa Regional Park. And I would encourage some of you to go and check out the kids. They do a wonderful job.
Cool. I have 32 panels on my house, just so you know. Edison doesn't like me. All right, with that, unless anybody has anything else, meeting adjourned. Thank you all for attending.